coming to us to gather in your house. We want to thank you for the week that ended yesterday. We appreciate you for your protection, for your provision, for your blessings, for your favor, for your healing. Everything you did for us, we are grateful. We will ask for forgiveness of our failures and shortcomings. May they come under your blood. We are asking that today that your blessings will come to each and every one of us without any hindrance, O God. Those on their way, may you quicken their footsteps. Bless us and the school of their Father. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. As we remain standing, let's turn to the book of Ephesians, chapter 6. We'll just read verse 12. Ephesians 6, verse 12. Right. For we wrest not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. May the Lord add his blessings to reading and hearing of this portion of his word. God bless you, and please be seated. Trust the Lord to help us to think and preach on this song a few years back. I'd like to go through it again. I was to preach on the tape that we played on Saturday, but along the line it changed. Then let the devil be for them. So this morning or today, we'll be looking at spiritual warfare. And I'm sure we cannot finish it, but wherever we reach, maybe we'll continue some other time. The scripture that we read said that it said, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. These are the things that we fight with. And before somebody can say that I'm ready to fight, you have to know what you want to fight with, lest you meet what pass you. Because if you come out and discover that what you are bragging that you fight, it pass you, you are going to put your vehicle in the first gear. Now the prophet told us that there is a real devil, just as there is a God. Say there is a real devil. Hebrews 11:6 made us to know that. Say, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is. That is, that God exists. If you don't believe that one, then there is no way you can approach him. And also that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. When you first believe that God exists, then you can know that he rewards those that diligently seek him. And then the prophet said that as there is God, which you have to believe he exists before you can get anything from him, also there is a real devil also. In the message the prophet preached, the context, I read some few paragraphs from there. Paragraph 19, paragraph 30, and 32. Paragraph 19, paragraph 30, and 32 of the message, the context. It said, you know, How many say today that there is no such a thing as a devil? We are not among those people. They believe that it is just simply a thought. They believe that. And there is people that believe that the Holy Spirit is a good thought. We don't believe that also. But there are people that believe that the Holy Spirit is a good thought. And that the devil is a bad thought. That is deception. But if you notice, when the Bible speaks of the Holy Spirit, it said, when he, a person, a personality, when he, the Holy Spirit, is come, and he is a personal pronoun. See? So he is a person, and the devil is a person, and demons are persons. Yes, they are demons, and they come in many ways, but the thing is an old-fashioned idea. That is, some people are thinking that those things are old-fashioned ideas. Let them be praying that they should not encounter the devil. They will know that he passed just thoughts. He passed just thoughts. In fact, if you encounter him for just 30 minutes, that 30 minutes can look like 30 years. All right, paragraph 30 says, what is it? It's actually a power. God is God and Satan is Satan. If you don't believe in a devil, when I first got started, I run headlong into him every day. That's the prophet talking now. Don't tell me there is no devil, because I know better. I have to fight with him every day. So I know there is a devil. And you must be trained when you meet him. Not trained in psychology, not trained in education, but trained by the Holy Spirit. God's power is in his word to make it manifest. Know your enemy. Oh, what a cruel thing he is. You have to know your enemy. And because Satan works in different ways, he works in some diversionary something. That is why it makes some people to think that their neighbor is their enemy, their wife is their enemy, their mother is their enemy, this one is their enemy. It's a diversion. From the reading. So many people, maybe they have a dream and they see the picture of maybe their mother. The mother is the one doing it. So maybe they see the picture of their neighbor or whosoever that is doing that. But he passed that. Paragraph 32. That same thing exists today. It will happen. It does happen. There is devils. But Jesus cast them out. And he gave a church authority to do so. Cast out devils in my name. He said, those that believe in me, he said, in my name shall they cast out devils. Not that devil does not exist. It exists. In fact, if you don't go to your village, I can tell you that the devil is right with you on your bed. He's right with you in your room. When you enter your car, the devil is right there with you. Everywhere you go, the devil is following you, bumper to bumper. He's following you. So it's not, the devil is not in the village. That is confined to the village. That when you get to the village, then you will be attacked with the devil. The devil that is fighting you is right by you. Was Abraham in the village when he went out on the morning he wants to preach what is the Holy Ghost? And the devil begin to speak to him. That do you know that this Jesus Christ that you are shouting about is just a minister like a Billy Graham, just a man like that, like a robot. And he had a ministry and the thing was getting large and large until his name has scattered everywhere now. The devil was telling William Abraham, the star messenger of the age, the person who have a personal encounter, physical encounter like this with an heavenly angel. Then you, when you ask heavenly angel, tell me that the devil will not talk to you. Or will not come and see. The best thing for you to know is that, know that he exists. And that he's after you, and he will fight you. And it is fight to finish. Some years back, I saw a write-up which I didn't jot it down, but it locked inside my brain somewhere on the door of a minister. He said like this, that in a spiritual warfare, unlike physical, he said you don't pity the enemy. Say you don't retreat. You also don't call a ceasefire. And you don't compromise. And you don't congratulate the enemy. It's not that two people contest, this one win, then you go and contest. Allah. It's fight to finish. A winner will never quit. And a quitter will never win. Let's proceed. We are just trying to put the background now. So the prophet said, he cast seven devils out of a pretty woman one day. That's Jesus Christ now. And he said, when the unclean spirit is gone out of a man, he walks in dry places, returning back then, bringing seven other devils with him. Now that goes to show that if a man was clean of devils, there was something was in him that had gone out. Those devils were living inside the man before, they were cast out. Or inside the woman before, they were cast out. A devil had gone out. Now, when the devil moved out, it gives God an opportunity to move in. Because Satan and God does not live in the same house. They don't coexist. That's why the prophet will say that somebody that says he's filled with the Holy Ghost can also not be doing this one. Because if this one is inspired by the devil, this one is inspired by the Holy Ghost, then the two actions cannot be happening concurrently inside of a being at the same time. Brad James, in his own something, said a source cannot bring forth sweet water and bitter water at the same time. Can it happen? It does not. Even when you go to a caucus, hot and cold and hot spring. I've been there myself. The warm one is coming from here. Whether we are inside winter, or we are inside cold, or we are inside hot, since you, the one coming from here is hot. The one coming from here is cold at every season. Is there in the caucus? I've been there myself. Open story. Then there is a place now where they meet. Then they produce lukewarmness from here on. But the source from where they are coming from, only God understands why. It's only God that, and they are just, they are very close to each other here. A source is producing a hot one here. A source is producing a cold one here. And they come and meet here. God, he put heater here. You know, put heater here. That's awesome. You know, everything that you see here on earth is a copy from the Almighty God. When you see people that have a small money, they put a heater in their bathroom. That when you on the, when the light is on, the heater will eat something. And then there's a path that the cold one will pass. When you open your tap, there's a way to miss it. Then they give you the warmth of your own specification to bath with. Before they do that one, God already has his own. Everything practically you see on earth is a copycat of the Almighty God production. Don't think that somebody have one brain. Ah, how did he get this brain? Leave that thing. Some of these people that invent, some of them will sleep in their dream. They will dream of what they are to do and what it will be. And they wake up and doing it. No man just sit down and bow his head and begin to... Anything that ever comes to human being as a wisdom or knowledge, it comes from the Almighty God. Amen. Let's proceed. Right. So when he goes out, he let the Holy Spirit come in. Don't just leave it there. If you do just repent of your sins and go on, then you are going to be worse off than ever. But get that place where Satan wants to live and occupy it. Get it filled with the Holy Spirit of God. And then you will have the strength of God's word in you, manifested, and then cast out devils. The contest is on. Divine lights are shining. God's Holy Spirit is present. Amen. Let me read further to see what says this point from the message Christianity versus Idolatry. Paragraph 62 to 65. I think. Christianity versus Idolatry. All right. And they just don't do things haphazardly. Now, the prophet was speaking about the worship of idolatry. The people that worship idolatry, they are more sincere than Christians. Because in their worship, you don't make mistakes. No excuse is taken. Sorry, I make mistake. You don't apologize to the devil. Satan does not listen to apologies. Satan does not listen to sorry. He doesn't accept that you have made a mistake. So you don't make mistake with Satan. So people that worship Satan, they know that. So that is why they are very dedicated. Is to the core. No mistake. You may mistake at the end. So if you want to even worship Satan, it's more difficult to worship Satan than to worship God. You cannot say forgive us our sins. Forgive. There is no forgiveness in the dictionary of Satan. You are in. All these years I've been serving you, you are just all those things are stories. You are a storyteller. The day you make one mistake, that's the day you just go. That's all. That is Satan for you. So in idolatry, they are very sincere. They are very honest. They are precision. To the core. No mistake. Exactly. If you say one goat, that will be one goat. Look, I told you this story up to two or three times before. Of a man that wanted to do a juju. Of how to escape in the time of war. I was told the story. And he went to meet an abalist and he told him that you go and bring a goat that is completely black, no single hair of another color on him. And the man was going everywhere, and we see the one with small white, this one gets small brown, this one gets in it, better than inside in the barani. Finally, he got one that he looked everywhere was just black. By the time he opened the armpit, he saw just one strand of white. Only one strand. He just pulled the thing out. Then he took it for the sacrifice. Then, when he presented it to the man, he said, is this all black? He says, black. You yourself, you can check. He checked. They do the thing for him. When the war is hot, when you have kicked, when you see a big tree, you just hit it like this. Bam. It will open. You will add yourself inside. And you will not die. After the enemy has gone, so then you come out and continue. Alright. Went through. Caught in here and there. By the time he saw a bit after he has caught, believing that he has something perfect with him, he hit a tree. Bam. The thing actually opened and he entered inside. But one hand did not enter. So the hand protruded outside like this. Every other place was inside. So the people that were pursuing him, where is this man? They look everywhere, look everywhere. Finally, somebody see one hand. Protruded. And they cut it off. He died inside. Because that one strand of white hair has missed the specification. Satan is to the precision. This morning, maybe you are supposed to read your Bible, did not read. You say, God, I'm sorry. I woke up later. Satan doesn't hear that. Satan doesn't hear that one. I was too tired or I slept late. Those are stories. He doesn't hear it at all. No mistake is acceptable to him. He does not. Sorry is not in his something. I forgive you. It's not in there. No pardon. That is why somebody that have unforgiving spirit is in the camp of the devil yet. He's still in the camp of the devil yet. He has not come out of his camp. Because that is where all those spirits are. Amen. Amen. All right. Some of them does. Let me start again. And they just don't do things haphazardly. Some of them does, but there is some real true worshippers of those things. For instance, I could tell you stories of how those devils in those idols perform all kinds of things, make blood come out of things and everything else. They are devils. And if you don't believe there is a real devil, you don't believe there is a real God. You don't believe there is a God. Sure, you've got to believe the contrary, the pro and con. So there is a real devil and he is a person, not a thought. He is a person. Now, there is a teaching go on that says that the devil is just an evil thought to get. No, it isn't. The devil is a person. The same people believe that the Holy Ghost is just a good thought to get. But don't you believe that? The Holy Ghost is a person. It's the person of Christ in spirit form. Amen. Thoughts cannot just make you to live a holy life. Good thoughts cannot just make you to live a victorious life of seeing the devil in his domain face to face like this and something take you through it on earth. Good thought can never accomplish that one. It takes a power to do that one. Amen. You know, like the boy that was picked last week, I think it's now the other week now, Saturday. I spoke to him myself yesterday. And they carried them, and the three of them were real passengers. They were at the back. It's a Sienna type of motor, not Sienna, but all this space were gone there. Four people sat in the middle. One here is their group. One here is their group. Two is the passenger. The driver is their group. The one that sat in front, where two people supposed to sit, he came. Like if he's a passenger, but he's their group, if they pay for the two seats, does he want anybody to stay with him? You pay for it. Or your mom. Before they got to pay, where they brought out the gun and say, everybody cooperate. Okay, when you see that one, you become gentle. Whether you are a parrot or talkative before, your mouth will just close. Everybody just become gentle. There. From there on, they tie their face, tie their hands, and that's all. But in their something, of course, they scrape their head and things, and they took blood samples from him and took it for test. In their thing, if the test does not go through, you don't kill the person. You kill the person in my own work. Their thing has gotten rules that they have to religiously follow. In total. I've heard of a story too before that is close to that one. But in another whatever, one time I was using a tailor in Akwata, the one that told me, and said that the man next here is the one that the thing happened to his son. So it's not a long time story. If you doubt it, I will take it to him. And the son was supposed to marry in just about a few days when he was kidnapped. And they carried them to a place where he never knew. And they line up a long queue like that. He said the boy began, he's a Pentecostal, began to pray and speak with us. Say he had one evil boy in his front. Say that one, no, sorry. Igbos that are Catholic. Because majority of people, they are Catholic. That's the religion that attracts most in their place. No, I've been there now. You know not to pray. Because most of the prayer is what is written down. And here is a new situation now that is not yet written down. So, Hail Mary does not solve this problem now. The one that, it doesn't solve this present situation. That is why the Bible says that we know not what to pray for. He said, but the Holy Spirit that is in us, he maketh intercession with groanings that cannot be uttered. The word for every situation, the Holy Spirit have it. But this book that they have written and given to them does not have it. The beat they ask them to count, it doesn't solve this problem. So knowing that I couldn't pray, you see this one firing prayer, he said, well, just say amen, 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 amen. That's just what he was just saying. Why this one was firing prayer? They went to a place that they saw big bowls, I mean, rows of money, mints, that are nylon, on the ground, everywhere. And when they take you to the test and test you, you are positive for their work, they chop the person's head. Work starts. But if the thing rejects it, they have to take the person out and they must see to it that the person gets to where he can find his level. It's not just how the people, they just say, go. No. They have the rules that they have to follow. So they have to carry that one. Somebody that boarded the vehicle in Lagos, he went to come out at Osun State and they gave him 500 naira as transport to be able to find his way. So devils, they exist and they are real, but they have their rules. That boy, because of the prayers, of course, you can't just enter into prayer like that if you have not been praying before. It's not something that you might get. When it comes, you don't know how to pray before, you'll be saying, oh God, oh God, have mercy, oh God, oh God. That's all you did. But finally, he sent him out of that place. And the one that was saying amen to, they also sent him out. Also, he was tapping from that one. He said, I didn't go fire, but he was tapping from this one. And God was merciful to him. Amen. Amen. There's a real devil. And God assists us. And we are looking at them, God helping us today. And see, when you see their positions and see how they operate, then you'll be able to know how to attack them. Satan is not somebody you go and meet up as a devil. He will deal with you. You see examples in the scripture. The seven sons of Sceva. Beat them and tear their clothes, run them out naked. And you know, just call Jesus' name with a man that is not sanctified. You know, call Jesus' name with a life that is unsanctified. Wishy washy life. Up and down, here and there. Nobody know where your compass is heading towards. You seem not to have a direction. You don't have where you are coming from. You don't have where you are talking. You don't, with that, begin saying you want to attack the devil. Just bow quietly and be praying to God. Say, be merciful to me. May the Lord be our help. Amen. Let me see. You can just take this small one before. We know and we are familiar with it that because there is God and there is Satan, then we have two powers and we also have two kingdoms. One of these powers is God's power. The other one is Satan's power. One of the kingdoms is God's kingdom and the other one is Satan's kingdom. Let me just read this small three paragraph from the greatest battle ever fought, from paragraph 52 to 54. From paragraph 52 to 54. Now, do you know we have had wars after wars and rumors of wars? Amid the absence, we will have plenty more wars. But do you realize that there is really only two powers in all the universe? It's a question the prophet is asking. That did you realize that there are only two powers in all the universe? Only two. Of all of our differences between nations and differences between each other and everything, it all mounts up to two powers. That is why the prophet said that every action, every reaction, whatsoever, a spirit is behind it. Either God's spirit or Satan's spirit. There is no thought spirit. Either God's spirit or Satan's spirit. That's all. Now the prophet said further, there is only two powers and there is only two kingdoms. Two powers and two kingdoms. All the rest, the little minor things, are connected with either one of those powers. In other words, when you have God's power here, you have Satan's power here, and spirit, every other thing that is godly is under this. Every other thing that is ungodly is under this. That's how it is. There's no other middle way. Say, maybe the another one is here. It's not of God, not of Satan. It does not exist. Right. And those powers is God's power and Satan's power. Every war, every disorder, everything that comes along, it is either controlled by God's power or Satan's power. Because that is the only two powers there is. And that is the power of life and the power of death. Now, that is the only two powers. And Satan can only, his power he has got is the perverted power of God. Satan perverts God's things to be able to have. Otherwise, he is not a creator. He doesn't have nothing. The power he has was given unto him when it was the anointed cherubim that covered it. He was the vice president in heaven. The power that was given then, the prophet said it was not taken from him. That is why I can do things today. Have you ever watched when an accident happened in just 3-4 seconds? When that vehicle will move from that place and go and reach a place, people will think that, how did this vehicle reach here? Jump a gutter out, go to another place, maybe. I think I was reading one last week, the prophet said that a woman drove a Plymouth to the Grand Chateau to the tree. How did she climb the tree? Now Satan, when he's in operation, the things he does, like this one within a few seconds, what you will see, you will not. When I was learning how to drive, and the vehicle I was driving was very bad, something was in, and I had my cousin with me that was shouting. That's what caused accident most. When we left the road with that vehicle, the doors were still closed. I was sitting at the passenger side, 404 pickup. He was sitting at the driver's side, sitting with his steering. If you are going to do that one ordinarily, it will take you up to 10 minutes almost. Very difficult to even do. In a normal something. How many know old pickup 404? I know it's not everybody that know 404 here. 404 pickup. I mean the doors were locked. I was driving, I was the one driving. The doors were locked. He was sitting beside me. When we entered the bush and the thing rotated like this one, I was sitting at the passenger side. He was sitting behind his steering. And the doors were still not opened. How does that happen? Those are mysteries of Satan. When he's in operation, there's nothing he can do. That is towards perversion, towards destruction, towards to scatter things. He's an expert. He's an expert. May the Lord be gracious unto us. When we come back, we'll cool down gradually and look at some few things, the Lord being our help. We are speaking on spiritual warfare. Shall we bow our heads? Kind Heavenly Father, we thank you for this few broken words that has gone forth. in the Sunday school. We ask your blessings upon it. We also ask for your understanding. We ask for your revelation. May none of us take it lightly. May we take it to heart, meditate, study it, put our lives in order, Lord, so that we can be on the side of the overcomer. Grant it, dear Father, as we leave the rest of the services of the day into your hand. In Jesus Christ's name we pray.